So it's taken me a while to really kind of understand all the way to my bones how incredibly important it is, mental, emotional and physical well-being for both us as riders and for our horses as being the actual foundation for good horsemanship, fundamental foundation for good horsemanship. So what do I mean by that? Let's look at the horse first. What's the point of being able to jump a big jump, ride a perfect can of pirouette, cut that cow out from the herd, you know, at the click of your fingers or the leap and dive of your horse? Or what's even the point of a nice Sunday ride if we break our horse doing it? We may as well own a motorbike. The thing that we yearn for, the connection that we yearn for with the horse, the thing that satisfies our soul is the living being that is the horse. So if we can't look after that living being mentally, emotionally and physically, then we may as well own a motorbike. That's what I mean about being fundamentally, you know, foundation, that their well-being is a fundamental foundation. So looking after our horse and promoting their well-being when we're riding them and in their general care is, you know, I consider bigger than important. It's, you know, what's the word bigger than important? An unhappy horse in a paddock by themselves, for example, isn't going to suddenly be able to turn itself into a happy ridden horse, is it? And it's not going to suddenly be able to take its share of looking after us, like, you know, that two-way street, us looking after our horse and our horse looking after us that we're looking for when we have a beautiful bond with each other. An unhappy horse can't suddenly transform into a happy horse just because we get on them. So the day-to-day care of a horse is just as important as our ridden stuff. And well-being for the person, I've really come to settle in to how important that is over this last clinic. It's like we can't be the sensitive person that we need to be for our horse if there's too much other stuff going on. It's like that expression that Sue gave us a few years ago that I just loved to bits. It's like you can't hear the phone ringing for the sound of the vacuum cleaner. And the vacuum cleaner is our own emotional turmoil or physical problems or mental problems even. It's our mental, emotional and physical well-being that we need to have to be sensitive enough to actually hear the phone ringing. And the phone ringing is our horse, our horse's connection with us and our bond with them and our awareness of what's going on for them when we're riding and when we're not riding, you know, in general care as well as when we're riding. So that's what I mean by foundational. We can have a bad back and ride a motorbike and the only thing we're hurting is ourselves. But we can't have a bad back and ride a horse without hurting our horse. We can have mental worries. You know, we can have a mind that's going tick, 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 tick at 100 miles an hour worrying about what we're, you know, an argument that we had with our partner last week or this morning, or we can be worried about money, or we can be worried about, you know, our minds can be going at a million times an hour and we can ride a motorbike and we're not hurt the motorbike. But if we're riding a horse in that state, then we can't hear them. We can't feel them. We can't have an awareness of what's going on in their body and their minds. We can't be helping each other if we've got that kind of mental and emotional pressure on ourselves and the physical tension that comes from that. So, you know, this has all kind of been tumbling into my mind about how incredibly foundational well-being is. And why, I guess, and I guess that's had me understand really to my bones why the work we do here is so freaking special. Because We've always been looking at the mental, emotional and physical well-being of both the horse and the rider. Very good. Okay, so there's the intro. Back to the board.